Welcome back to the show. Tyler and Mitch with you this afternoon. Mitch, I was really disappointed in myself. All day yesterday, or all through yesterday's show, I had this idea in my head. I was going to try to squeak in Gallagher Iba Arena and see if John would catch it. And I forgot. Gallagher Iba Arena.
That would have been solid.
Like, how many times am I going to get to use that?
Once a year.
With someone who actually knows the joke right there.
Or you can sneak it in just nonchalantly sometime later.
Gallagher.
Later down the road.
The extraordinary arena, Gallagher Iba. K-State women beat TCU last night 74-63. That's four straight wins for Jeff Mitty's team. They are 15-4 on the year, 5-2 in conference play, and would be right in the mix with the league championship contenders had they finished off that game at Oklahoma in overtime a few weeks ago. The first thing that I'm looking at the box score right now. Of course, you were there doing PA. Would you like to tell me how a couple of these pronunciations are for TCU?
Okay.
Because it looks like it was a difficult night for you. I'm looking at Okonkwo.
Amy Okonkwo.
Okonkwo.
And then number 33, Adeola Okomolafe.
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 That's not too bad. All right. I think that's about all that there was on here. Oh, there's Alex, A-L-I-X. Is it Alix? Alex?
AJ Alex.
AJ Alex.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's about all I got. Great night for Bree Lewis, by the way. 21 points, 9 boards. Also had 4 blocks and became the school's all-time blocks leader.
Yep.
What was that like? Was it something that the crowd knew when it happened?
I don't think so. I didn't know about it until we got to the press conference. One of the members of the media brought it up. I was like, oh, okay. Like, mm-hmm. I had no clue. But I think we all saw that coming.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't surprise you, given that she's, played since her freshman year and has always been dominant with her defense inside.
I'll mention this as well. Kindred Wiesman with 18 points last night. She hit 5 threes, and she now moved into the top 5 in program history with career 3-point field goals made, passing Kimberly Dietz.
Wow, that's actually pretty good company. And K-State, as many people know, is a program that has had a lot of really good 3-point shooters. Congratulations to Kindred Wiesman as well. So K-State now at 15-4 on the year, as I mentioned.
That's 4 wins in a row.
5-2 in conference play, 4 wins in a row. And looking ahead at what they have coming up, it's a tough stretch. They go to Iowa State. That's a place that has always been really difficult for K-State to play. Iowa State is only 1-6 in conference play, but they have struggled a lot in Ames. And then you host Baylor coming up on January 25th. So basically a week from...
In 6 days.
Number two, Baylor,
will be here. Everybody needs to come out for that ball game because it's going to be like a UConn game. It's a very good team coming to your house. And we saw how K-State battled with UConn. They hung with them. Baylor, they're beating teams by a lot of points, but Baylor isn't UConn good. So it's a winnable ball game if there's a crowd that can help the Cats win a ball game.
Apologies for the quirky schedule this afternoon. We are going to finish this hour with a couple of commercials before we get to CBS News. Then we will start hour two with the impact of K-State's win and why Bruce Weber earned some credit last night. That's coming up next on The Game.
KMAN is keeping it local.